like Lord of the Rings, or fantasy in general, you're in the right place. It's April 22nd, 2024. Today, a new Lord of the Rings game, an update about the Lord of the Rings owner Embracer, an interview with Tom Holland, and a promo for House of the Dragon Season 2. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. We Do Workshop is a company that creates practical and digital effects and props for the film industry. They're perhaps best known for creating multiple effects and models for the Lord of the Rings films. Their technology was used for Gollum in the Hobbit films, but they've also worked on iRobot, Avatar, Blade Runner 2049, and the Avengers films, and so many more. However, despite primarily working in the film industry, they're also a video game developer. Just today, they released the official announcement trailer for the upcoming game, Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game. The game is a Hobbit life simulator set in the Middle-earth universe of J.R.R. Tolkien. Here's a clip from the trailer.
There are many tales of Middle-earth. Tales of courage and brave deeds in dark times. But that is not our story. For this is one of new beginnings. These are our tales of the Shire.
Private Division and Weta Workshop's Tales of the Shire game is coming later this year to Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, Xbox, and PC. That's not our only Lord of the Rings news for the day, though. The owner company of Lord of the Rings content, Embracer, is separating their group into three games and entertainment companies. First, Asmodee Group, a tabletop games publisher and distributor with a studio network and IP catalog. Next, Coffee Stain and Friends, a gaming entity with a dual focus on indie and premium and free-to-play games for PC, console, and mobile. Finally, Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends, which is set to make AAA games and publishing for PC and console, as well as managing the Lord of the Rings and Tomb Raider IPs. This entire process is primarily to shift how things are listed in the stock market. Kiki Wallier-Lund, chair of the Embracer board, said, "We strongly believe that this decision will benefit all stakeholders and position us for continued success in the future." The majority owner of Embracer Group, Lars Wingfors, will still remain the owner of all three entities, so not much is changing. Deadline shared an interview with Spider-Man actor Tom Holland. He discussed the potential for a fourth film in his Spider-Man franchise, and while there have been fairly consistent discussions and comments made regarding a fourth film, nothing has really been officially confirmed. There's no release date for a potential fourth film either, but still, Deadline asked if he will return for a fourth Spider-Man movie. Here's a snippet from the article. "The simple answer is that I'll always want to do Spider-Man films," Tom told Deadline. "I owe my life and career to Spider-Man, so the simple answer is yes, I'll always want to do more." The more complicated answer, Tom added, is how he and the Spider-Man team approach any follow-up to Spider-Man No Way Home, the third title in his webbed saga, without retreading past themes. He said, "We have the best in the business working toward whatever the story might be, but until we've cracked it, we have a legacy to protect. The third movie was so special in so many ways that we need to make sure we do the right thing." He added, "This is the first time in this process that I've been part of the creative so early. It's just a process where I'm watching and learning. It's just a really fun stage for me. Like I said, everyone wants it to happen, but we want to make sure we're not overdoing the same things." There is no further news about Spider-Man at this time. WB Discovery and HBO released a promotion for the second season of House of the Dragon. It features the cast discussing the strengths and weaknesses for Team Green and Team Black. Naturally, the actors argue for their respective teams. Here's a clip from the promo.
"Why should Team Green be on the throne and not Team Black? My name is on the lease for the castle.
Team Black should be on the throne instead of Team Green. Team Green are usurpers. Team Black are the rightful heirs. They were named by the king. They're just better looking, generally."
"They're the best. And the annoying people are pretty obviously the Greens. They're all just a bunch of knobs and they need their heads being knocked together."
Season 2 of House of the Dragon premieres on Max on June 16th. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. According to Deadline, Matilda Firth has joined Universal's The Wolfman. Come back tomorrow so we can talk about comics. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 22nd, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.